Hi, this is David Sweet, founder of Focus Core, and I'd like to invite you to take a look at our 2024 salary guide. It's a great resource for hiring APAC professionals wanting to know about the salaries for executive positions within Japan, as well as finding out information of what's important to attract the best talent in Japan. The salary guide is found on our website under About Salary Guide 2024. I hope you find this information useful for you and your company. Now, on to our podcast. Being a yes man or a minion or a lackey or having those other colorful phrases like sucking up to your boss and brown nosing. Good day and welcome to the Focus Core podcast. My name is David Sweet, founder and CEO of Focus Core. Today we're going to be talking about leading up. Leading up is probably, to my mind, one of the most critical skills that I've come across in my career. As an executive coach, it's comes up time and time again with ambitious managers who are trying to move up within their career and are being stalled. It's usually around this one issue. And when I was a manager, a middle manager, this was probably the most important skill that I learned that helped me succeed in the eyes of my employees, as well as in the eyes of my boss. So let's take a look at what you can do. Because I think most management training around management skills teach how to do team management, like hiring and training and retaining. There's also a lot of talk about individual performance and also about exceeding targets. But again, managing up has destroyed way more careers than managing down. So this is definitely not a skill that you want to neglect if you are on a career path to becoming a board member. Now, historically, leading up has carried connotations of being a yes man or a minion or a lackey or having those other colorful phrases like sucking up to your boss and brown nosing. But succeeding managers ignore this, and they know that what their boss wants is someone that's a confidant, someone that is trustworthy, someone that can be their eyes and ears, that really help them look good to their employees, as well as their peers and your boss's boss's boss. So if you know how to do that for your boss, then most likely you'll move up quickly in the ranks. So here's three guidelines to help you accelerate your career in this way. The first golden rule is don't upstage your boss. It's easy for young, ambitious managers who've been taught to sing their accomplishments to come out pretty strong and say what they've done well and overshadow what part their managers have done in helping them win. So by all means, you want to celebrate wins and build up your credibility on your strengths and capabilities. So You need to balance this with making sure that your boss is also in the limelight and that she is able to congratulate you in front of others. So it's not just about you taking all the credit, but more about sharing it with your boss and what they've done to help you, as well as your team by all means, right? So don't upstage your boss. first golden rule. Second, cultivate a strong relationship with your boss. So definitely on a professional level, you want to be on good terms with your boss. So you might have disagreements, you might have different opinions, but once you leave your boss's office, you need to be 100% on the same page as your boss, and you show a united front to your team. You don't want to do any backstabbing. You don't want to put any blame on your boss or undermine your boss's authority. All that does is make you look bad, and your team will hear you as being weak and not standing up to your boss if you're coming out of the office saying that you don't agree with this opinion. If it's an unfavorable opinion, you need to take ownership of that and drive that through, because that's your job. So your goal here is to make your boss look good. Sing her praises to those you manage, and also to her boss. If you blame, again, it just highlights your weakness. Subordinates hear it as an excuse, and they wonder why you're not doing your job, and then your boss also hears this as an excuse. So this sounds a bit cynical, but it's good to remember that your subordinates probably already think about you as your boss's lackey. So you might as well side with your boss and be on their side and be their cheerleader. Also, you should try and cultivate, if possible and where possible, on a personal level with your boss. So again, it's as simple as finding a couple of hobbies or interests that you share, and to participate with your boss in those activities, and to really try to cultivate that relationship outside of the office. One, it will help you build your relationship and a more professional network, but it also will help smooth out challenges that you find when you go back in the office. It just builds up that trust in a whole nother level, which you really need to accelerate your career. And then the last recommendation is cultivate relationships with your boss's boss and your boss's peers. So by doing this, you make your boss look good. Again, you don't want to outshine your boss, but rather, when you have an opportunity, you want to sing praises about your boss to her boss and to people that are on the same level as her. Making her look good shows that you're trustworthy, dependable, and that you understand leadership. It also helps you start to build a trusted relationship with your boss's boss, so that if your boss moves on, if they're promoted, that even if your boss hasn't taken care of you and hopefully, you know, has you fill their shoes, then at least you have the other relationships with other people within the organization that are senior enough that can help you. And so that insulates and protects you in your career path as well. So remember, if you want to improve your career ambitions and you want to move up within an organization, you need to learn how to move up. And some simple action steps you can take is sit down and honestly ask yourself, what is your current relationship with your boss and with your boss's boss? Ask yourself, what are some ways you can strengthen that relationship? And then start to ask your questions like, how can you help your manager be more successful? How can you help her look better in the organization? How can you help your manager have more time? Think through how you can communicate more effectively with your manager, and what's the appropriate frequency to communicate and meet with your manager, because you don't want to overdo it. Sitting down and answering those questions and then starting to strategize and putting those action steps into place will really help you in building your relationship with your boss as well as moving your career forward. I hope that you've found this podcast helpful and interesting. Please feel free to like and share. Also, if you were interested in more information like this, please visit our website at japan.focuscoregroup.com, and you'll find a plethora of insights there, including webinars, podcasts, and blogs, as well as open positions that are currently we are currently working on within the market. I'm doing the uptown slow down. Yeah.